These are recreation stories. The initial creation was God controlling the waters. In their cosmology, everything was void, wasteland, water. And it was in every direction. And so God creates the dome of the sky so that there's one place in all of creation that doesn't have water. And then under that dome, he collects all the water that's left into a basin called the sea. And what wasn't the sea was called the dry land. And so it's a creation story, God controlling the waters. And whenever you see that in the Old Testament, God controlling some kind of water, it's a creation or a recreation story. So when Moses parts the Red Sea, that's God controlling the waters, creating a dry place for humans to dwell. In that, in the book of Exodus, they cross on dry land. You know, literally, it probably would have been pretty mucky. You know, even if an east wind blew all night, it wouldn't have dried out that much. But the point is, God is creating a dry place for humans to live on. And then when Joshua leads them across the Jordan to the promised land, he touches the Jordan with that same staff, and it dams up and stops flowing, and they cross on dry land. So now, today we have the Noah and the Ark story. So the great flood. And God, this is a second creation. In the first creation, God creates the Garden of Eden. But humans sin, and sin multiplies upon sin, and it just sort of cascades down, and God is so distraught and disappointed with it that he decides to destroy it by flood and start over again. And he finds one righteous man in his family, Noah, and so he takes a pair of each of the animals and sort of starts all over again fresh. And he creates a covenant with them. And the covenant is, I will take care of you, I will be your God, but you have to be my people. You have to be willing to be to honor me and to serve me. And so when Jesus goes out into the desert, and we're reading from Mark this year, he goes out into the desert and he's out there with the wild animals, and the angels minister to him. The wild animals are creation. It's the Garden of Eden. There, Adam and Eve were in the garden with all the other creatures, and there was harmony. And Jesus goes out into the desert, and he's with the wild animals, but they're not harming him because the angels are ministering to him and taking care of him. So he's the new Adam. Recreation, starting all over again. He's the firstborn of the new creation of grace. Adam was the firstborn of the old creation of sin. Jesus is the firstborn of the new creation of grace. And so after 40 days there, and we all know what 40 means, it's a biblical lifetime, it's transformation. Dying to something so that we can rise to something else. And floods and water are always symbolic of that, because you can drown in water. And water washes away everything, purifies, but there's havoc there. You know, a tsunami just wipes out everything in its path. And so there's something foreboding about water. Yes, water is refreshing and it cleans and things like that, but it also has horrifying power. And so there's a dying and a rising in this conversion process. The old has to die away before the new can take its place. Well, that's true for all of us as well. And Jesus goes through our human experience fully, and so he spends a lifetime symbolically in the desert, dying to what he was before that, so that he can come back risen to his public ministry. And he's driven out there by the Spirit. And this is a little aside here. It's always amazing how the three persons are willing to be subservient to the other two, even though they're all equal. So Jesus didn't need the Spirit to drive him out into the desert. He could do that on his own. But he's willing to allow the Spirit to do that. Jesus is equal to the Father, And yet he is humble enough to be willing to be begotten of one who is actually his equal. That's the miracle of the Trinity, that they are one God, but three distinct persons willing to give themselves over to the authority of the other two. And so we see that happening in Jesus being driven to the desert by the Spirit. Now, St. Peter in that second reading says that this flood of Noah and the ark and everything, that's a prefiguring of our baptism. Because in our baptism, that's a death symbolically. We don't do a very good job of that. You know, we sprinkle a few drops of water and say, oh, by the way, this is death. You know, if you immerse somebody in 100 gallons of water, that would symbolize death. But at any rate, baptism is about dying to the old person so that we can rise to the new. And conversion is metanoia, and the word metanoia means a change of mind. And the only way you can change your mind, the only way you can change your attitude, is to die to the mind you had before, to the attitude, the way of thinking that you had lived at before. You have to die to that before you can rise to something new. You have to leave one room before you can go into the next room. The only way to get inside a building is to leave the outside. Transitions, conversion, new life, dying and rising, it's just the pattern of human existence. But the biblical authors have shown us how that's not, it's more than just human nature. It's God's design. That God wants metanoia, that God wants us to convert. He wants us to die to the old and rise to the new. He wants us to let go of sinful Adam and take on grace-filled Christ.